T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
95.1 K-Frog, it's a wake-up call. Kelly and Jenny heading into Father's Day weekend. We thought we would take a little riff on what we did for Mother's Day. We did the Mother's Day challenge, but we are going to get our dads on the line this time, which could be interesting. It depends on the day that you catch my dad, what kind of mood you're going to get him in. What about your dad, Jenny?
He's about the same. Yeah, he's pretty busy down there in Florida, so we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm going to kick things off with my dad and myself today. So, Jenny, go ahead and fire away with the questions.
Number one, what was the worst injury you had growing up?
My dad would probably say I played volleyball all growing up, and one of the worst injuries I had was I tore my hamstring.
Ooh.
And it was during a game, and it was the most painful thing I had ever been through prior to childbirth. So, yeah, there was a big scene that was caused. So I would say he would definitely go with the hamstring because, yeah, that had me out for a couple weeks. I couldn't even go to school because I couldn't walk.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, question number two. What was your nickname growing up?
My dad still calls me this to this day. It is Lollipop.
Why? I have to know this. Lollipop.
I don't even really know why, but like he used to sing that song, Lollipop, Lollipop, oh lolly. Yeah, that one. And then there was a one time we went to the river and I got really, really burned. And then everybody called me Lobster Pop because I was so red.
Okay, question number three. Without saying the year, what is your birthday?
I don't think he's going to know this. That's horrible. But my birthday is November 29th.
Okay. Question number four. What's the most embarrassing thing your dad did to you when you were growing up?
Oh, my gosh. My dad had a lot of really embarrassing times. But the one that sticks out that is like borderline traumatic was I was learning how to drive. And one of the hot guys from school drove by me. And he happened to cut me off.
Ooh.
My dad is one of those people that doesn't do well with disrespect. So my dad was like, floor it and get next to him. And I was like, no, Dad, it's okay. Like, it's fine. He's just cut me off. It's no big deal. Like, and in my head, I'm thinking, Dad, he's hot. Like, please stop. And nope, he made me drive up next to him. And my dad flicked his cigar into his car.
Into his car?
Yeah, into the back of his car. Yeah. So he knew who I was from that point forward.
Not a good thing to know, though, at that point.
No, no. Thanks, Dad. Screwing up my dating life way back then.
That's right. Don't take Kelly, man. Her dad's crazy.
He is.
Number five. Out of all the kids, who's the best looking?
Well, with my dad on the phone, he's for sure going to say me.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And by the way, Kelly picked that question.
If my brother was on the phone, he'd probably pick him. So just because it's me, I'm going to say definitely he's going to say me.
Okay. And the last question, what one word would your dad use to describe you?
Given that he watches my child for free, it would probably be cheap. No, I'm kidding. No, I would say he would probably use, it would be something nice. I'm going to say he's going to describe me as loving.
Oh, that's very nice.
I am definitely the loving one out of the family, trying to get everybody together all the time.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to give him a call, and we're going to see if these answers match up. Listen for Kelly's dad's part of the challenge coming up at 8:05.
We got to get down to business with the Father's Day challenge. All right, we're going to try and call my dad.
Hello, this is Terry Clark, manager.
I was like, did he just send me to voicemail? What's up, Dad?
Well, I'm just trying to set down terms and conditions of our agreement.
Oh. You think you're getting paid for this, huh?
Well, it crossed my mind.
I don't even pay you to watch my kid. You're not getting paid for this.
Oh, damn.
All right, Pop. So what we're going to do is we are doing the Father's Day challenge. Jenny has some questions for you. I've already answered them. So we're going to see if we can match answers, okay?
Oh, Lord. Okay. let me try not to embarrass you or me.
Please.
No, please embarrass her. All right, question number one. What was the worst injury your daughter had growing up?
Oh, my God. She tore her ACL at a volleyball game at El Paloma High School. I had to carry her out. I was in tears. It was terrible.
Yeah, you were close. It was my hamstring, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, my dad had to carry me out, and it was one of those things where we're like, okay, I don't know who's crying more, my dad or me. And
aww. All right, question number two. What was your daughter's nickname growing up?
This is easy. She's always been sweet as candy. Her nickname's always been Lollipop.
Aw, see? Sweet as candy, Jenny. I told you I get that one right. That one's easy.
Okay. Question number three. Without saying the year, what's your daughter's birthday?
Oh, my God.
I knew you were going to get this one wrong. I knew it. Come on, you could at least get the month, right?
August 22nd.
Dad, you're not even in the right month.
Oh, Jesus.
That's okay. Casey. Okay, how about I give you a hint? It's in November.
Okay.
Remember, Mom was pregnant during Thanksgiving, so it was the end of the month.
Oh, well, now you gave me the month, but it's 29?
Yes, there you go. All right, we needed a little teamwork on that.
Stop talking long enough for Deezer to figure stuff out.
All right, maybe you'll get this one. Number four, what's the most embarrassing thing you did to your daughter?
I don't know. I've made a habit of embarrassing her during her lifetime.
I'll give you a hint. I said the one that happened when you were teaching me how to drive.
That makes me look bad. Okay. So, yes, this guy cut her off. I had her in this red hot rod four-wheel drive truck, and so I had her catch up to the guy, and I threw my cigar at him. Yeah.
Okay, but, Dad, you left out the part. It wasn't just any guy. It was the hot guy at school that you did this to.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it didn't make any difference to me. He knew who I was from then on. He knew who you were from then on.
Yeah, he knew who I was, but it wasn't a good thing.
Okay, question number five. Out of all your children, who's the best looking?
Oh, my God. It's got to be Kelly.
Thank you.
She picked that question on purpose. There you go.
I've got this beautiful girl. What do you expect? Yeah.
Aww.
See? All right. The last one. Give me one word that would describe your daughter.
Meatball, you led me into this. I'm sorry, but I've always said she's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside.
That is so sweet.
Thanks, Dad. Does this mean I get free childcare for my second kid, too, now?
Yeah. Okay, girls, thank you so much.
Thanks, Pop. He's totally done with it. All right. Thanks.
That's right. I love your dad, though.
He's a great guy. And he didn't throw me under the bus as bad as my mom did back on Mother's Day. So that's good. He also didn't know my birthday, but whatever. That's what Facebook is for, right? So, Jenny, you and your dad up tomorrow. I think we got one right.
Let me see.
We got the nickname one right. The rest of them, I kind of...
Oh, and the good-looking kid right.
Oh, yeah. We got... duh. We should have got that one. Yeah, for sure. Two. So you got to beat at least two.
Okay.
To beat us tomorrow. We'll see how you and your dad do. So Cal's number one for New Country, K-Frog. It's Kelly and Jenny, the wake-up call. We're on to the second day of our Father's Day challenge. So today, Jenny, we're going to see how well you and your dad remember how things happened when you grew up. We'll see how many you can match. Here we go with question number one. What was the worst injury you had growing up?
I was a park supervisor over the summer, and it was the last day of the park, and we were getting ready to play a softball game, and we had a new kid. He didn't know any of our names. And, you know, in the beginning of the inning, you kind of toss the ball around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he line drives it to me, and he didn't say a word. No heads up, no duck, no nothing. I'm looking at home plate. I get smacked in the eye with the softball. I end up with a giant black eye and 6 stitches under my eye.
That sounds gnarly.
Yeah, I know. But I told people I got in a fight. So that was good.
You had a good story for it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Question number two for you. What was your nickname growing up?
Oh, man. I don't know if my dad used one on me, but my brother couldn't say my name, and he called me Drinny. D-R-I-N-N-Y. And they put it on my Christmas stocking.
So that one's stuck.
That's stuck for a while.
All right. Without saying the year, what's your birthday?
April 14th, the day before taxes.
So you think he'll get that one right?
Just because it's the day before taxes.
Question number four. What's the most embarrassing thing that your dad did to you?
Oh, my gosh. He's done so many, actually. I had just brought a new boyfriend over. We were having dinner. And my dad had, you know, an upper plate, false teeth. And we're eating dinner, and I look over at him, and he gives me this look, and then he slowly pushes out his top plate of his teeth. Right? And then he just sucks him back in. And I'm like, what are you doing? Don't. You're going to scare off this guy.
He's going to fall in the mashed potatoes. Can you pass my teeth in the taters?
See?
All right. Question number 5. Out of all of his children, who's the best looking?
Oh, definitely me.
Oh, you didn't even hesitate on that.
Definitely me.
And you have way more siblings than I do.
I do. 2 older brothers and a younger sister.
And you're still the best looking.
Oh, definitely.
All right, bonus question. What's the one word your dad would use to describe you?
Fun.
Aw.
I would think fun, yeah.
You are fun. I would use that word to describe you,
good.
Too.
Because we both have the same sense of humor, and we would just have a blast. Yeah.
All right, now that we have Jenny's answers, we're going to catch up with her dad, Kirk, coming up after 8 o'clock and see how many answers they match. SoCal's number one for new country, Kate Rugg. Good morning. It is the wake-up call. Kelly and Jenny on the phone. Very special guest. We have Jenny's dad. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, Dad. How are you?
Doing okay today.
All right. We're going to ask you some questions, and I've already answered them, and we're going to see if our answers match up. So Kelly's got the questions. Are you ready for number one?
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Kurt. Your first one. What was the worst injury your daughter had growing up?
I think she was either umpiring a game or coaching a ball game, and she got hit in the eye by a line drive.
That is exactly what you said, when she had a big black eye from a softball incident. All right, here we go with question number 2. What was your daughter's nickname growing up?
Jenny Lou is the only thing I'd think of.
See, I said Drinny because Kurt couldn't say Jenny.
Ah, you know, I was thinking of that. Okay.
All right, we lost that one. That's okay.
We'll get you back on track. Question number 3. Without saying the year, what's your daughter's birthday?
Oh, April 14th.
Dang, your dad knew that right away.
I told her you'd know it because it's the day before taxes.
All right, question number 4. What's the most embarrassing thing you did to your daughter?
I think maybe if I were to guess one. Well, you know now, I was in the Army and Medical Corps, but when things happen to your own daughter that really bothered you, now, I had taken her to a doctor, and she was going to have a wart removed. And I was sitting there watching the doctor do this, and all of a sudden, I started feeling real dizzy. I thought I was going to faint, and he made me sit down. When things happen to your own family, you react differently to it. I don't know if that's embarrassing to her or not.
All I remember them saying was, Mr. Hyland, do you need to sit down?
Yeah.
I told them the time that I brought a boyfriend home for dinner, and I was looking at you, and you pushed your upper plate out, your false teeth out. That was a little embarrassing. Look, he's not even admitting to it right now.
All right, question number 5. Out of all your children, who's the best looking?
Well, now that's putting me on the spot.
Oh, he's thinking about it, Jenny.
Oh, that pause is wrong, mister. You should have said my name right off the bat.
If I was going to say any of them, I'd have said Dorothy Jean.
Dorothy Jean?
Is that a sister?
Who's Dorothy Jean?
If she lives in Paducah, Kentucky.
No, out of all your kids, is that a kid we don't know about? Did you have
we're getting some family secrets.
I'll say Jenny.
You better. I don't know who this Dorothy Jean is. I've got to do one of those DNA things and figure out how many kids you got out there.
I think your dad's letting some Maury stuff slip right now.
Oh, man. He's 86. We don't know what's happening here.
All right. Last question for you, Kurt. Give us one word to describe your daughter.
Entertaining. Entertaining.
I said fun, so I think we should
get
that.
Close enough, definitely.
Yeah. Winningly entertaining.
Aww. Well, thank you so much for calling and playing along with us. Have a happy Father's Day, Kurt.
Well, thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling.
I love your dad. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I got to go buy a Father's Day card and overnight it, and I'm signing it. Dorothy Jean.
You need to find out who Dorothy Jean is. You might have a sister out there that you don't know about.
He's messing with us.
And she's attractive.
Apparently.
All right. Well, I don't think either one of our dads did that well in the Father's Day challenge. So it looks like we are both going to have to post an embarrassing picture of ourselves.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Did you bring one just in case?
I did. I'm styling in it, though. You're going to have to see.
You need to see my Joe Dirt haircuts. Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to get those posted so you can see my K-Frog's Facebook page or Instagram.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.